Dark, low-hanging storm clouds are gathering over the bleak mountains in the background. Will the peasants and their flock reach the shelter of the farmyard in time? Around 1850, there was a shift in landscape painting. Instead of composing idealized and constructed landscapes in the studio, artists were drawn to work outside. They studied nature and tried to capture it in a realistic way. Friedrich Gauermann collected his impressions in the Imperial Zoo at Schönbrunn, on his own estate, or as the guest at hunting parties. The Alps also became very popular during this time. Mountain climbing and hiking became established as middle-class pastimes and found their way into art. We can see examples of this in Franz Steinfeld's pictures on the other side of the wall. Steinfeld's depiction of water is especially remarkable. He painted many transparent layers on top of each other, making the water appear both transparent and bottomless at the same time. For green water, he applied a yellow background. He was able to achieve deep blue by using a pigment that was new at the time, cobalt blue. Today we know that there was never a purely linear development of style in art. Within a tendential development, there were always both idealized and realistic approaches to landscape. One does not have to exclude the other. In the work of many artists, we can find both, even at the same time.